Thank you, Mitch, and welcome into the 65 Toss Power Trap Studios after the Chiefs' 29-13 win over the Denver Broncos. We're going to get into some highlights. I know you want to see them. For the Chiefs to get their first win against the Denver Broncos in 8 tries, they would have to do it against Peyton Manning, which isn't an easy task always, but right from the gate, the Chiefs bringing the pressure. This is the first pass of the game right here, Danon. Into the hands of Marcus Peters for his 4th interception of the season, and the Chiefs take advantage of that short field. Here's Sharkhandrick West for 15 yards, and you know what? He says, I'm going to finish it myself. Takes it 4 yards for a 7-0 Chiefs lead. And then, Danon, right after that, the Chiefs defense stayed relentless.
Absolutely. It was great to see that the Chiefs were able to capitalize on that first drive with a touchdown, but continue to keep their foot on the gas pedal and pressure on Peyton Manning, forcing the fumble here, and you just kind of felt like it was just about the Chiefs' day. And then along comes Sean Smith with his interception, jumping the route on the hook route and turning it into another turnover for the Chiefs.
So they continue pressuring. There's Derek Johnson with the sack. And when you have this pressure, you're going to make bad throws right into the hands of Josh Malga. And then the Chiefs' offense takes over again. Really had a great half.
Well, Christmas for Josh Malga on defense. And then how about another holiday for DeAnthony Thomas? He gets the bubble screen, great blocking downfield. And then anytime you have number 13 in the open field with his abilities, it's going to be a big play.
Here you see Travis Kelce. You know him. Very physical, able to take that hit. Chiefs first down on that play, and then DeAnthony Thomas with a nice catch. The only problem for this Chiefs offense was they would have to settle for field goals. Cairo Santos was kicked 4 successful field goals in the half. It was 19-0 Chiefs into the half. In the second half, it was more the same. Third quarter starts with a field goal from Cairo Santos. That makes it 22-0, and you saw that Ronda Rousey fight last night. Ron Parker, shades of Holly Holm.
Say it ain't so, Rhonda.
Knocks Peyton Manning out of the game, then it's Brock Osweiler time.
Yeah, it's Brock Osweiler, a little bit of the same. Good, bad, and ugly. Had a couple of completions on this drive. Got to move the ball systematically with that offense. But then our defense stepped up. The Chiefs did their thing, starting with number 50, a big hit. Not falling for the bootleg, recognizing exactly what's happening, prepares accordingly, and drops Osweiler for the sack.
So Peyton Manning has 4 interceptions, and Brock Osweiler gets in the game. He gets in the interception mix, so to speak. Eric Berry with an interception in the end zone, and then it was time for the Chiefs to put the hammer down. Sharkhandrick West takes his pull, 80 yards for the touchdown, a 29-0 lead for the Chiefs in Denver, Danon.
A great play by Sharkhandrick West. Nice job going through his progression with Alex Smith, but there were a lot of questions as to whether Sharkhandrick West could be a guy that could fill Jamaal Charles' shoes. He has done it in great fashion. These 3 games, these last 3 wins have been phenomenal for that young man's confidence and obviously the overall success of the Chiefs.
Now there are your final stats, a 29-13 final. As you can see, the Broncos will get 2 late touchdowns, but too little too late. The biggest news of the day was the fact that Peyton Manning in Denver benched for Brock Osweiler.
Yeah, you know what? This is going to be a trivia question for years to come. Peyton Manning goes into a game, needs a couple of yards to break the all-time yards record, and then gets replaced in the same game by the backup quarterback. That's just a testament to our defense. The Chiefs did an outstanding job preparing for this game, preparing for the offensive attack, and executing it in great fashion. A big win in the Mile High City.